Well, first off, remind us of the significance of the Forward School.
Well, Forward School was built in 1799 by members of the Forward family, and it remained in use as a public school until 1939, which made it the longest-serving public school in Delaware. And the building still stands, albeit just barely, as the oldest school still standing in the continental United States, according to James Hanby, whose Forward and Hanby family ancestors have inspired him to become somewhat of an expert in the history of Brandywine 100.
So what is the plan for the site currently? What's going to happen to the school? What do developers want to put there? It is a fairly busy retail area in the Brandywine 100 area. It's kind of prime property.
The developer, Setting Properties, acquired the land. It's about 11 and a half acres a couple of years ago. With most of Brandywine 100 already built out, the plan for this property represents another example of infill development. Joe Setting's plan for what he's calling Branmar Commons would include 38 townhouses and about 32,000 square feet of retail, which would include a bank, a cafe, and either a restaurant or a small market. The only entrance to the property would be off Silverside Road, opposite the current entrance to the Branmar Plaza Shopping Center. An engineering report indicates that the old school, which has gravely deteriorated, is structurally unstable and cannot easily be restored or relocated. So the plan is to dismantle the building, stone by stone, and use those pieces to craft a 20 by 22 foot replica. That was the building's original size in 1799, and make it a centerpiece of the new subdivision. Joe Setting and others are talking about making the building a small museum, either showing what a one-room schoolhouse looked like 200 years ago, or as a showcase of Brandywine 100's agricultural history.
And this is something that's becoming fairly popular, these kind of mixed use type of ideas where you do have that residential mixed with a little bit of retail and not just another kind of strip mall or simple residential complex.
Yeah, it's a different sort of development. Councilman Bob Weiner, whose district includes this, says this is the type of subdivision, the type of plan that there's very little of in Brandywine 100. And I mean, certainly if you look at other recent developments, you look at what's going on in the Wilmington's riverfront, for example, it's a small community, 38 townhomes, but it does provide the opportunity which for some people anyway might be able to find jobs there and essentially live, work, and play right there in their own neighborhood.
So where do the plans stand right now? How close are we to seeing something move forward?
Well, the timeline's not firm, but you're not really likely to see any significant activity on the site for about a year. First of all, the property has to be rezoned, and to do that, you first have to go through traffic impact and engineering studies and a public hearing and a vote by the Newcastle County Planning Board before it goes to the county council to take its vote. So that's probably 6 months or so right there. Then, depending upon how all of those reviews go, the developers will have to make any recommended changes before the county council takes a vote to approve what's known as the record plan for the property. County officials and Joe Setting's lawyer, Larry Tarabicos, tell me that it's likely to occur next spring or early summer, and then only then, about a year from now, would any work on the project actually begin.
But there seems to be some urgency now that the state of the building is such that it's continuing to deteriorate, correct? So, I mean, this building may not make it another year the way it's going.
Well, you're right. The building is barely holding up. Setting has covered and recovered it with tarps five times, the most recent this week. The latest covering with tarps has covered up the large holes that are in the roof. No matter what, you still can't help but think that, one real good strong wind and a heavy rainstorm might be enough to take it down. Hasn't happened yet, but that's the situation. And the area around the school hasn't been well maintained either. You've got grass and weeds growing a foot high or more. I was just by there this morning. But Joe Setting says he doesn't want to do any significant ground maintenance there because he fears that if you make the building any more accessible, it would make it that much more inviting to vandals and drug dealers and other undesirable elements.
Were there any other plans that were considered to preserve the school? cool, other than, as you said, you know, kind of tearing it down, keeping the stone, and then kind of building a replica from the stone?
Well, there was some discussion earlier this year of possibly relocating the school to another site, perhaps onto a Brandywine School District property. James Hanby, who has been involved in that, did let me know this week that that possibility is still alive. But there's nothing further has developed on it since early this year. However, in being realistic about it, it's going to be a big enough project to disassemble the old buildings and move the stones and the frame a couple hundred feet to make a replica, let alone thinking about putting it on a truck, whatever, and moving it a mile or more to another site, perhaps an open space in a Brandywine School District property.
But that is an idea that does have precedent, moving a building to another site as part of a preservation.
Well, yeah, it certainly does. And in fact, James Hanby was integral in the efforts, and I want to say this is maybe 20 years ago, to move the old Brandywine Grange property, which was set in the median strip on Concord Pike, onto a site about 1,000 feet to the east of the pike, where it now stands, and the building has been repurposed as offices and meeting space. So yeah, this sort of thing has been done before, and James Hanby, who's involved in the project, is certainly familiar with how it can be done if it is at all possible.
A very delicate process, one that's not particularly easy. What have public officials learned, if anything, from all this and similar situations, trying to avoid what we've talked about previously as basically demolition by neglect?
Well, yes, this is certainly a classic example of demolition by neglect, which occurs when the developers stop caring for a historic structure until it's practically ready to fall down. And then the government officials who have oversight feel that they've got no choice but to authorize the demolition. And as a result, the developer then is in a position to make a more profitable use of the property. Now, to be fair about this, let's note that in this case, the neglect that occurred is not the result of anything that Joe Setting, the current owner, has done. But the neglect occurred under the watch of members of the Forwood family, who didn't keep their promises to maintain the old school before they sold it to Setting Properties a couple of years ago. Now, in this process, and not just with Forwood, but with other things that have occurred over the last 10 years or so, the county has learned a couple of things. The first of which is the importance of designating structures as historic when they qualify. The county does have a tool, and it's actually used since the 70s or 80s. It's called a historic zone overlay, which was never applied to the Forwood School. With these overlays, when that designation is created, it requires developers to jump through some extra hoops if they want to tear down a designated historic property. Also, in May, the county did pass an ordinance that creates a program to regularly inspect such historic sites, and it sets up a $200,000 fund that they can tap to make emergency repairs on these deteriorating historic sites. And then the county would recover its expenses by placing a tax lien on the property. Again, this doesn't apply to Forwood because it was never given that historic zone designation.
Are there some other properties in the county that need attention that could be lost? I know we talked a little bit about this in your previous piece, but just to refresh people's memories, are there some other ones that are in danger of demolition by neglect, or at least maybe have gotten the attention of people who want to make sure that they're preserved?
Well, there's one down in Middletown, and I forget the name of it, that is in danger because a developer wants to put up a convenience store on the site. I don't remember whether it's a Royal Farms or whatever, but that's one. Also, the Weldon House on Philadelphia Pike near Penny Hill in Brandywine 100 is a structure that's more than 200 years old. It was supposed to be redeveloped or possibly redeveloped for a service station or some other small shop. Those plans are on hold. The Weldon House is still there, but it's not in great shape. And then there's also LaGrange, which is a farm property near the intersection of Routes 40 and 896 in Glasgow, which is also under development pressure at this time. Now, interestingly enough, While those several properties are threatened, there is an old schoolhouse on the property of the Woodlawn Trustees property on Concord Pike that Wilmington University wants to develop into a new campus in the near future. Current plans do call to preserve that old schoolhouse, but we haven't really heard too much in the way of detail as to how it might actually be used once the Wilmington University campus is constructed, if indeed all of that rezoning goes through there.
It's a fascinating subject, and one that certainly, as you see less and less land available for development, one that does put, as you said, this development pressure on some of these remaining properties.
Well, it puts a lot of pressure on the remaining properties, and the way it's possible for these old buildings to deteriorate, sometimes they get to be too far gone before a large number of people in the public get to notice it. And as far as historic properties go, you don't really miss them until they're gone, and that's a shame.